morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. This week we've been talking about the middle Jesus. I want to start off today by talking about playing the game chicken, because I really think that illustrates what I'm trying to drive at here with don't keep Jesus in the middle. You're going to end up colliding with him. So I'll do that in just a moment, but let me invite you, as it is Friday, to go to church this Sunday. Go somewhere where you can learn the Bible, where you can grow in your understanding of what Jesus taught, what Jesus wants us to know about him, how he wants us to live our life. I believe every page of Scripture from beginning to end teaches us and informs us about what we need to know about God and what he wants us to do with our life. Jesus himself taught this. We looked at this scripture yesterday, that whoever follows the least of these commands and teaches others to do the same will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So for Jesus, it was about paying attention to every last detail of the law, of what we find in the Bible, of Scripture. That's what Jesus stood for. It wasn't that he focused only on loving and accepting others. There are boundaries in all kinds of areas of life that Jesus taught us to pay attention to, and so that we can honor him in every area of life. So one of the ways that we do that is by going to church, hearing someone who believes the Bible is the Word of God teach and preach on it and challenge us, and we need that weekly reminder in that form, where we go with others who are worshiping God so that we can be encouraged in our walk with God. That's just part of how God has made us and designed us. We need that to keep growing spiritually. A lot of people today think, well, I can just, you know, I do church at my home. Well, I hope you do church at your home 7 days a week, but one of those days a week, the way you're designed, the way you work, is you need other Christians to meet with, to grow with, to be challenged and encouraged by. So if you don't have a church near you that you know of, if we're near you, we'd be happy to have you visit 1 week Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray at our 9 o'clock service, or Fairfax First Baptist Church in Fairfax, our 11 o'clock service. I preach at both churches each week. I would love the opportunity to meet you. Well, we've been talking about a few controversial things this week. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you have a comment you'd like to get in. You can always do that by email, pastordavid@ fairfaxfbc.org, fairfaxfbc.org. Or you can find the Facebook site, Trust the Bible, leave a comment on one of the articles there, or send me a message on Facebook. I'd be happy to interact with you. One of the challenges I think people have is when they hear that, oh, Trust the Bible is basically the same thing as being a follower of Jesus, because that's what Jesus taught. He taught us to trust the Bible and to not only just trust that it's true, but the ultimate resource for life. So that means that if you're going to live a successful life, a prosperous life, you have to know the Scriptures and what they say about every area of life, not just you know, a couple areas, but every area of life, how we work, how we do marriage, how we do raising our children, how we pray, you know, how we go to church, how we enjoy our material resources. You know, every aspect of life, I believe the Bible tells us what we need to know and believe and do to honor him and be on the path to success. And that's the whole Bible from beginning to end. So sometimes that raises questions. Does that mean I'm supposed to do this or do that? Or are you really saying that you follow this part of the Bible? Well, I am, but I know that brings a lot of questions. I can't answer them all, you know, every day on this program, but I'd love to interact with you, get what questions you're struggling with. So do send those in. All right, well, I told you I'd start off with the game of chicken, and it's taken me a while, but let's get into it now. So chicken, of course, you know, typically this game is played with children. I kind of think of two kids on a bike, biking straight towards one another. And of course, the goal is to see who's going to chicken out first, who's going to veer off to one of the sides. Sometimes people do this, I believe, in cars. I've never actually seen that, but, you know, maybe in the movies I've seen that. But chicken, you know, is this game where you're both headed towards one another. There's going to be a collision. There's going to be a wreck unless one of you goes to the side And as you get closer, you're starting to realize, wait, if I wait too long and I go to the right side and he goes to the left side at the same time, we're still going to have a collision. And so you start to get in an area where you're getting higher and higher risk of there being some kind of injury. And so you're trying to see who's going to chicken out first and pull to the side to avoid the risk growing anymore. I think that's how it is, in a sense, with how we view Jesus. We want to pretend that we're not on a collision course with Jesus. We want to pretend that he can just fit comfortably into our life. And so one of the ways I did this, I told you last week, is to come up with this idea, or I told you yesterday, sorry, come up with this idea that I know Jesus. I have a personal relationship with Jesus, and I know what kind of guy he is. And he is loving and accepting of all peoples and all lifestyles, and no matter what they're doing, he says, do not judge. And so that's Jesus to me, and I have this long relationship with him. And so anything else in the Bible, I interpret through Jesus. Jesus is my guide. So every time the Bible says that something is a sin, but I feel like that's being judgmental and that's not really kind of the Jesus I know, well, then that must not be a part of the Bible we have to literally follow, or, you know, society has advanced since then. Certainly Jesus wouldn't want us to follow that teaching today. Okay, this is called a moderate view of Scripture. But honestly, I would say what that's doing is saying, I like this part of Jesus, and I'm just going to ignore, suppress, and throw out the rest of Jesus. And, you know, that is not a valid way of approaching the Bible, because you can't really know a different Jesus than the Jesus in Scripture. Jesus himself said in very historically reliable books, even if you don't believe they're the Word of God, they are a very historically accurate presentation of who Jesus was, what he was teaching, what he was about, what happened in his life. I know I could spend weeks on just that topic alone, but I believe that that is true. And so if you want to know what Jesus was like, what he taught, what he actually believed, you've got to look at all the scriptures on Jesus. And the fact that he loved the Old Testament promoted that we needed to study and understand and know and apply the Old Testament to our lives. And so then the Old Testament, therefore, also tells us a lot about how Jesus thought, what he believed, what he taught. He taught that it was the Word of God, the authority over our lives. So we can't just take our own personal view of Jesus and interpret everything else in the Bible and throw some stuff out based on that. The only way we really know who Jesus was and what he was like and what he taught is by studying the Scriptures. So I would encourage you today, maybe you are basically playing chicken with Jesus and you don't even know it. You have your own view of Jesus, or you have certain parts of Jesus you like, but you're not really devoted to him. You're not giving him your all. You don't view pleasing Jesus as the number one goal in your life, the number one goal in your relationships, the number one goal in how you do your job. Jesus isn't first in your life. It's because you've kind of made him something that you can be comfortable with. You haven't learned all about Jesus. You've just focused on a little part of him so that you can kind of keep him in the middle. But what you don't realize is there's going to be a collision. Sooner or later, the more you know about Jesus, and you will learn about Jesus, the Bible says that one day every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father, whether in this life or in the future to come. We will all encounter Jesus in a way we will realize that we really weren't living for him, we were living against him, or we'll come to that point beforehand where we'll say, no, Jesus, you are Lord, you are Savior, you are my only hope of eternal life. Your death on the cross and resurrection gives me the opportunity to receive freely this gift of eternal life and then to follow you, and I want you. I want everything you teach about what I should do, what I should be passionate about in life. I want to know you more, and I want, therefore, to read and study the Scriptures. I would challenge you, study the Scriptures. Read the book of Matthew, the first book in the New Testament. Get to know who Jesus really was, and then make that decision to truly follow him. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.